This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. As we learn, it's about the Fisher family, Lishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shlomo Ramalevi, Pearl Bas Ruvain. Also, Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Feli Yomash Mechai Sariak, Mabasi Alea, for the Schutz of Avram and Yomanish Mamak Yudis, for Yo Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem of Hinda Bas Chai Sara, Yitzim and Tim Ben Dusha, Rifka Bashi Alea, Chana Bas Shashabina, Moshe Ben Esther Fadl, Meir Ben Chai Sara, they should have Refu Shalema, Besech Shercha the Yisrael. The Mishnah tells us, Nisa hazav alamita v'alamizran. If the zav was supported by the bed and also by the strap that is wrapped around the frame of the bed, so metamei shnayim upeisel echad. The terminology tamei means that something is in itself tamei and could transmit further. So in this case, and we're talking about by truma, when it itself is only tamei, but it can't transmit further, then it's pasul. So in this case, the bed and the strap are an avatuma. So in regards to truma, they could be metamei shnayim because they can make a rishon, which in turn can make a sheni, and pasul echad because it can make a shlishi by truma, but that's the end of the line, so that's only possible. Divrei Rameir, that's the opinion of Rameir. Rabbi Yaisi says, Nisa azav alamita v'alamizrin, if the zav is supported by the bed and the strap that's hanging also outside of the bed, asar tvachim, the first 10 tvachim, which is used by the bed, because you might wrap that around it also. So it's part of the bed. Metamei shnayim, it's metamei two levels, right? Because it makes a rishon and a sheni. Or paisel echad, and makes by truma also a shlishi, which is possible because it's the end of the line. Ma'asar v'lechutz, but more than 10, that's not needed for the bed. So that part is only a rishon, because it's touching the part that's an av, so it's a rishon. Rishon can make only a sheni, which is tamei, and a shlishi, which is pasul. Tamei echad or pasul echad. Nisa ala mizrein, if he just is supported by the strap hanging outside, may asar lefnim from tena within, which is needed for the bed, tamei or girsa tameya, it and the bed is an avatuma. May asar lechutz, but the part that's outside of ten tefachim, that's not used for the bed anymore, therefore it's not something that's for Mishka v'Moshev, and therefore the supporting the Zav doesn't make it Tamei, it's Tahar. Now, Mita Shaisa Tamei Medris, if the bed itself was Tamei Medris, that means it was an Avatuma, V'Karach La Mizran, and you wrapped around it a strap, so Kula Tamei Medris, so the strap becomes part of the bed, and it also becomes an Avatuma. Persha, when you removed the strap from the bed, so then he tamei medris, the bed is tamei medris, the strap came in contact with the bed, so it's a rishon v'amizron maga medris, and the strap is something that touched the avatama. Hoise tamei tuma shiva, let's say the bed had corpse contamination and was tamei for 7 days, so v'karach lo mizron, and he wrapped around it a strap, then kula tamei tuma shiva. It all becomes a corpse contamination and tamei for 7 days. Persha, if you remove the strap, so he tamei tuma shiva, the bed is tamei tuma shiva, v'amizrin, the strap which touched the bed, is tamei tuma serev. It's a rishon and it's tamei until the evening. Ha'isa tamei tuma serev. If the bed was tamei atumas erev, right? V'karach lo mizrin, and you wrapped around it a strap, kula tamei atumas erev. So it, both the bed and the strap, which becomes part of the bed, is a rishon. Persha, when you remove the strap, so that means the strap now touched the rishon, but remember, a keli cannot be matami a keli. So he tamei atumas erev, the bed, is a rishon is in tummy until the evening, but vamizran tahar. But the strap itself is tahar. We want to remind everybody that Motzei Tisha B'Av, the Daf Yomi is at 10:15. Thank you for joining us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.